Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Nice music bump. Of course, Max doesn't probably find much humor in that. This is 720 WGN. Max Bever, Director of Public Information for the Chicago Board of Elections, is with us. I thought by this time you'd get a much-needed break, Max, but we still don't have a final tally, do we?
Well, to the contrary, I do appreciate that music bump. I think it's the first laugh I've had all weekend long. But no, we are definitely in it for the long haul. You know, this is a situation when a race is this close. You know, we've known for a while when things come down to a vote by mail ballot processing, it's not immediate, and it is a bit of a question mark as this counting period goes on through the state mandated April 2nd deadline. But we are getting all of the vote by mail ballots scanned and processed and counted that we have in hand. Looks like it'll be approximately 2,500 or above today that get added to the results. Had a very busy weekend. Friday there was over 12,000, Saturday over 10,000, and last night over 13,000. So we're catching up with the vote by mail ballots that we've got, and it will be really kind of more of a trickle of what we receive from military and overseas voters over the next week. But also what's on the docket is provisional ballots. There's some nursing home ballots. There are additional adjudications that happen for ballots that were cast for those provisionals. So ultimately, if this race does stay close, it might be something that is much clearer by the time that all the votes are counted and the proclamation of results happens.
And so over the weekend, there was a miscommunication, and that got people a bit riled up. Tell me about that.
Well, you are talking to the human being who made a human error when it came to reporting out information. But I want to make it very clear this is not a situation of any new ballots being found or that there was any missing ballots. Lisa, I think that I hope that you know that I take my public service duty seriously and try to get out as much information to the press and the public as possible. But where I made a mistake this weekend was that I ultimately reported for Thursday and Friday that the Board of Elections had received back about 7,000 vote-by-mail ballots on Election Day through the U.S. mail. What I neglected to do was find and add an additional report that had not been done yet of about 9,100 ballots that had received back on March 18th, the Monday before Election Day, that had not been yet run through our scanner. So ultimately, I had reported on the 18th that we had received back 66,399 ballots. There were more that were coming in through USPS late into the day, early into Tuesday morning. And that 7,000 number that I ultimately reported should have been closer to 16,000. Now, I know that set off definitely a firestorm of communication, of confusion, and a lot of consternation. It is a nightmare of a communications director, especially when we have so many numbers that are moving targets at this point to share. I really do regret it, but this is a situation where those ballots were always under lock and key. We had, you know, they had arrived from the mail on Monday, ultimately were scanned, processed with election judges, and already are in the unofficial vote count. But I will say we have appreciated the presence of poll watchers and attorneys from both the Democratic candidates for Cook County State's Attorney throughout this entire vote counting process. And they will be here with us through April 2nd.
So, Max, the mistake was in what you told us. There's never any discrepancy in what the election board was aware that it had.
That's right. It was more of I was trying to move quickly to share information out to the press, out to the public, about estimates of what we had received back through the mail, about what we had in hand. You know, this situation where we still have not the biggest staff that's servicing a city of, you know, over 1.5 million registered voters. I do hope that people understand that, you know, we are human beings that have been working 7 days a week with very little sleep, and we try to get as much information out as possible. But this is why I personally wanted to apologize, especially to people in Chicago, rather than have, you know, be a board error. This was my math. in my reports that I send out, that I share on social media, but it was never related to ballots that somehow were found or were missing. They just arrived on Monday, and they were not yet scanned for signature verification, and so I did not have that report number handy when I went ahead and shared that initial 7,000 number.
Max, I have found you to be the most accessible and transparent person in government that I have dealt with since I landed on WGN. And the fact that you took our call today and you're willing to accept responsibility says everything.
This is so unusual.
I appreciate that.
I'm not sure Max is actually in government at all. I don't think this has ever happened before.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. I hope that you and people that do know me know I take my public service seriously. The elections, especially after Election Day, can be very difficult for even people who work at the board to understand that these are always moving targets when it comes to these numbers, because things are coming back. We are processing votes and vote-by-mail votes as we are working on Election Day, too. There's a lot of work that's being done. Where we're at right now, though, in the process is that we're going to be seeing a lot less of these vote-by-mail ballots that are properly postmarked as they come in. And sharing these numbers can always be tough in the first place, because ultimately not all of them are going to be accepted. And when there's a race this close, when we share numbers out too, not all of those are necessarily going to be Democratic ballots. So we appreciate people's patience as the rest of this counting process plays out. And we are appreciative of the poll watchers and legal teams that have been here every step of the way so far. And it is a little difficult when there are two different election authorities that are counting a countywide race too. So between the votes that are being counted on the city side, there are additional vote-by-mail ballots that are coming in through the suburban Cook County. Those should also be reported by the county clerk's office today. So we are getting there, but as this race remains close, no one would certainly blame the campaigns for wanting to make sure that every vote was counted and see where we end up after April 2nd.
Do you anticipate one of the campaigns, maybe the one that loses, will ask for a recount?
That's certainly their right. In Illinois, we are not an automatic recount state. So what would need to happen was, after the proclamation of results, after every vote was counted, if the losing candidate had at least 95% of the votes of the winning candidate, and in races this close, that's pretty much foregone, they can request a recount. That's certainly something that the board has been prepared for in the past and would be prepared for moving forward.
This point, both campaigns seem to be reasonable in their responses to the Chicago Tribune. And are you telling me that all ballots are now in? They're all in-house. It's just finishing the counting.
Well, it's still a week-long period till we get to April 2nd. So we do, by state law, have to accept late-arriving but properly postmarked vote-by-mail ballots. That is a bit of a question mark of how many will come back. We do have military and overseas voters. Some of those ballots are coming from across the globe. And we do have provisional ballots as well. We have over 1,900 provisional ballots that were cast on Election Day, a few left over from early vote provisional ballots. That's the ballot that if a person didn't go to their correct precinct polling place, or they didn't have an ID on them if they were challenged, are still allowed to vote a provisional ballot. That takes some additional time because they got to look up that voter's registration and find what races they could actually vote for. And by Illinois state law, that deadline is April 2nd as well. So in a race this close, ultimately when every single ballot is being counted, it might take us through the rest of this counting period.
Thank you so much for joining us, Max.
Thank you.
Max Bever, Director of Public Information, Chicago Board of Elections. Steve's News next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.